Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
Trey is back just in time to preview the ACC. And we're, of course, going to start with the most dominant team in the conference. What's our first question, Trey?
Will Clemson run the table in the ACC?
Okay, so as always, we'll get to the answer to that question at the end of the episode. But Trey, we're putting you to work here right away. What do you think of Clemson's offense?
You know, most teams, they would lose a generational talent like Trevor Lawrence, and they'd be hurting the following year. But that's just not the case with DJ Uiagalelei. You know, the way the season panned out last year, it honestly was probably the best thing going for Clemson going into this year. He got some good experience, played in a few games, meaningful games, and he just proved how good he can be. So there's not a lot of doubt going into this year on how he can perform. He was athletic, showed he can be efficient, even big on, you know, short third down yardage, his big frame. There's some inexperience when you look on the other aspects of the offense, you know, particularly wide receiver, but there's immense talent. As we know, they've recruited at such a high level. Justin Ross returns from his spinal issue. If he returns to form from a couple years ago or near it, you know, watch out, because there's youth and blue chip guys like EJ Williams or Frank Ladson also on the outside. You know, one or two of the Clemson young studs is going to break out and turn into a star. They just churn them out, it seems like, every other year. You got tight end Brandon Galloway is very reliable. The only downside to last season's offense was there was a few too many turnovers, so they obviously got to curb that, and they didn't really run the ball as well as they did, and you would have thought they would with guys like ETN, but I think they'll be just fine there. They'll have more of a running back by committee this year, but those guys will step up. I'm not overly concerned, though, about that Clemson offense.
No, I think it's probably going to be the best offense in the ACC. Uiagalelei is going to be great. We know that. We've seen it. You know, and normally when you lose Lawrence, ETN, like Amari Rodgers, you lose a great QB wide receiver and running back trio, you're worried. I'm not seeing it this year. I think they're going to be just as good practically as they were. The offensive line is the concern, like you said. Now, they do return a few starters there, but they add in a new tackle, Walker Parks, who's kind of getting reviews of, like, he's bringing the nastiness a little bit back to that Clemson O-line. So there might be a little addition there, just be able to kind of perk up that running game. And the Lynn J. Dixon, he's second in Clemson history as far as yards per carry average, the running back. So they lose ETN, but Dixon's pretty darn good replacement.
Yep. Okay. Moving on to the defense. And I think it has a chance to be the best in the country. And the main reason why is that defensive line is insane. Kind of like their 2016 championship team. So they've got Brian Brzee and Miles Murphy, two 5-stars who started as true freshmen last year, did well. So they, sky's the limit for them going forward. Tyler Davis is a great D tackle. There's way too many names on the list to go through. It is loaded and deep. And James Skalski leads a good group of linebackers. He's back. The only loss in the secondary is Darian Kendrick to Georgia, and that's a big loss. He was their best corner, and especially because they allowed a ton of explosive plays last year, particularly in that game against Ohio State. So I think the secondary, for the most part, is going to be great, and they've still got, of course, a lot of experience and talented guys there. But I guess the question mark is, when you're going up against Georgia or a great team in the playoff, can that defensive backfield be elite?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I am more confident, though, in that run defense. You mentioned, obviously, the line, so I'm not concerned. I think they'll get pressure on the QB, and that should help that back end, those corners, because it might force the quarterbacks into some hurried throws. But, you know, they were 18th in passing success rate. And Michael, you mentioned that they lose Darian Kendrick. They also lost linebacker Mike Jones to LSU. That's another loss they'll have to deal with. But again, it's one of those things that I'm not overly concerned with Clemson, because they got plenty of blue chips, because they had a lot of underclassmen that made up a majority of their leading tacklers last year. So those guys are just going to continue to improve. And I think the key to Clemson winning the title, well, both the ACC title and even in the national title, will be, like you said, if those corners like Andrew Booth or Mario Goodrich can lock down those receivers, that's only going to help them get over the top.
Okay, let's move on to the schedule as we consider whether they're going to run the table in the ACC. What do you see in the schedule, Ryan?
Well, I mean, I can't not talk about the first game.
No, you can bring up Georgia. The non-conference. Yes,
I mean, I got to bring that up. Georgia, that's like the game of the year practically right out of the gate. So that'll be awesome to watch. They also have South Carolina, of course. They go to South Carolina. That's the game every year. But in the conference, they avoid North Carolina and Miami, the two clear favorites from the Coastal. So they avoid both of those. So it's a very, very easy ACC slate. Even the ACC is down already a bit, but even when you add in the fact that they don't play the two best teams from the other side, I mean, you know, they're huge favorites in every game.
Yeah, schedule sets up very nicely. So let's just ask the final question. Will Clemson run the table in the ACC? What do you think, Trey?
I'm saying yes, they do. Just because of the points you mentioned about the schedule, Ryan. And because even with some of those other top dogs in the conference, they're head and shoulders above everyone. Like the ACC has four projected top 40 teams in SP+, them being one of them, so the other three, and they don't play them. So injuries aside, and even with a few of those, I just don't see anyone picking them off. There's a couple little trap games, but there's no way I'm confident enough in circling one where they would trip up and lose.
Yeah, I agree. I'm saying yes. I think there's a greater than 50% chance they run the table in the ACC. In the last three seasons, they've only lost one ACC game, and that hardly counts because it was against Notre Dame last year, who, of course, is not in the conference now. So it's possible they slip up, and you bring up injury.
It was without their starting quarterback.
Exactly. You bring up injury being a possibility. Well, quarterback injury is where they're really susceptible this year because behind Uiagalelei, they really don't have much. I think they just had, you know, one of their backups got drafted to Major League Baseball. So there's not much there. I don't know if they get a late transfer portal addition, but for now, that's a concern.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. It's too hard to say like, oh yeah, I think this team might be able to pick them off. Like, no, I can't realistically say that. They're going to be like two touchdown favorites practically in any game that you see on the schedule right now. So it's too big of a gap that for me to go against it. So I'll say they will run the table in the ACC.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking out this episode of the College Football Bros. We have six more ACC episodes coming out over the next 6 days. So subscribe if you like college football. There'll be more Clemson content coming out this week. We'll talk about some more players. So turn on notifications on YouTube if you haven't already, so you're notified every time an episode comes out. And we will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.